Well, I want to welcome you to the Power to Change today, and what a show we have for you, because I got a word from God for you I know is going to change your life. In fact, the next few weeks I'm bringing a series of teachings that I believe are the best teachings we've ever done in our church and in this ministry, not just the most popular, but the most powerful that produce the greatest results in your life that you've ever experienced. Because today we're going to talk about the Lord of Restoration, the God of Restoration. Many people have lost their jobs, their finances, they've lost their health, they need these things restored. Some people have lost their minds. You know, we have been in a decline in this nation and around the world financially for many years, and it's a time where people have lost hope, they've lost faith, and I'm declaring war on the thief that has been robbing you and robbing the people you care about of your health, your money, your peace, your joy. Today we're going to get it all back. You know, the Bible says that the devil is a thief and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I've been sharing this message of restoration for a while now, and today I want to talk to you one-on-one about it, because maybe you're going through something where the devil has robbed you of your health, your peace of mind. He's robbed you of years off of your life. Maybe he's robbed you of hope. Maybe a loved one or somebody in your family has lost a job or finances, or maybe you have. Maybe you've lost years of your life through pain, wrong decisions, maybe through a divorce or a broken relationship. Well, it's time to get it all back. God is the God of restoration. In Joel 2:25, he says, "I will restore the years that the worm has eaten." And we'll talk more about that later. It's a time of restoration for you, and I want to talk to you about several things that God wants to restore to your life, and then I want to show you how to experience that restoration. So watch this, and I'll be right back. Well, here we go. Are you ready? Listen, I want to take you step by step now into how to see God restore everything that's been lost in your life and everything that's been stolen from your life as well. Now, when I preached this in my church a while back, I titled it, "I Want My Stuff Back." And really, the better title for it is, "Give Me Back My Stuff," because sometimes we got to take our stuff back from the enemy. But there's got to be this attitude where you say in your heart, "I'm not going to settle for being robbed and having things stolen from me. I'm not going to settle for what the devil's been trying to do to steal, kill, and destroy in my life." You got to want this. You got to have that attitude that says, "I want this." Remember when blind Bartimaeus came to Jesus and he heard about Jesus, and then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Up until that time, he was crying out saying, "Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me." And then when Jesus finally called him to himself, he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus said, "I want to see again. I want to see again." So maybe you're in a situation where you need a job restored, you need your finances restored, or health, or relationship, marriage, or a child or a grandchild's been lost or backslidden. It's time to get our stuff back. It's time to get our family back. But we've got to have this attitude, "Give me back my stuff," because the devil has been stealing from us long enough. And there's this amazing verse from Scripture about how God wants to restore everything that's been stolen or lost in your life. And that means that whatever's been lost in your life is going to be repaid and restored to its original condition to come back with interest or a return on what's been taken from you. God wants you to get your stuff back with interest. It's time to be restored. Doesn't that resonate with you? Well, there's a great verse in Acts chapter 3, verse 20, and it says, and I want to read it to you. It says, "He," that is God, it says, "He shall send Jesus Christ, which was preached to you, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration," he says, "which God has spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets since the world began." Now, frankly, let me just cut to the chase about what this verse means, because he said Jesus would go to heaven, which he has after his resurrection. But then it says he wouldn't come back to earth. He's coming back to this earth, but it says that he won't come back to this earth until all the things that the prophets spoke about are restored. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take you through some of the things that the prophets said would be restored. We're going to go through it. I want to give you four or five things based on the time that we have, specific promises that God has made through the prophets in the Old Testament, through the prophets in the Bible, that God said through them these things would be restored. And he says in Acts 3:20 that they'll be restored before Jesus comes back. So I want you to realize that since Jesus hasn't come back and he's not coming back until these things are restored. There are a lot of people that have predicted he's coming back this year, he's coming back that year, he's coming back this date. Well, none of that, the Bible doesn't say that, but it does say he's not coming back until these things are restored. So we can literally go to God and say, Father, since Jesus hasn't come back yet, I'm in line for the restoration of these things in my life. And then you can ask for them and you can expect them. And you can tell the devil to take his grubby hands off of your stuff right now, and it can begin right now. So now let me take you to another scripture in Joel chapter 2, and it's a verse that many of us have heard before. I mentioned it earlier. In Joel chapter 2, verse 25, God says, I will restore to you the years that have been eaten, the years that the locusts have eaten, the worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, the great army sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and you shall praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Number one, God will restore the years that have been lost, years that have been devoured, years that have been eaten away by Satan from bad decisions, from whatever conditions have existed in this world and in your life. You can expect before the Lord returns, and since he hasn't come back yet, you can literally ask God, Lord, I'm asking you to restore the years that I've lost. But you might say, well, what about the years before I was even saved? Well, all of those years that you weren't even serving God, all of those years that you didn't even know Jesus, God wants to restore those years to you as well. Everything that was lost during those years, all the opportunities that were lost, the years, the peace, the happiness, the joy that you could have had if you would have known the Lord, all that has been lost because of all during all those years, maybe time spent in the hospital, maybe you lost a lot of time because of sickness or disease or an addiction in your life. Well, God is going to restore years, and I believe you're ready for that. So number one, he's going to restore the years that you've lost. Time is going to be restored. Time is going to come back to you. Time is going to get multiplied to you because God is the God of restoration. Now, let's keep going through this because we want to talk about number two. Watch this. The second thing that God said he would restore is found in Jeremiah. Again, this is chapter 30 of Jeremiah. And again, Jeremiah is one of the prophets. And remember, in Acts 3, our foundational scripture, Acts 3, verse 20, he said he would restore all the things that the prophets prophesied. And we're going through some of these prophecies that they gave. So here's the second one, Jeremiah 30, verse 17. He says this, he says, for I will restore health to you. Man, I love this verse. He goes on to say, I will heal you of all of your wounds, says the Lord, because they call you an outcast, saying that Zion, that no man seeks after Zion. Well, notice what he says here. I will restore your health and you shall be healed. I will heal you. So the second thing God promises that he'll restore in our lives between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus is he'll restore our health. He said, I'll restore your health and I will heal you. Now again, what right do we have to ask for this to be restored to us? Well, the right we have is that Jesus isn't coming back until these things are restored. And so God wants to restore your health. He wants to heal you. Maybe you've got mental health that needs to be restored. Peace of mind is mental health. Maybe you've been depressed and God wants to restore your mind from depression and heal you of that. Maybe you have a sickness that you had, maybe cancer, a heart condition, asthma, diabetes, some blood disease, whatever it is, God says, I will restore your health. And when God restores your soul, that's when the restoration of everything else begins. It begins the process of restoring your health and your peace of mind and your finances, the years that we've talked about, the relationships. As we renew our mind to God's word, our soul is restored. Remember what he says in 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as, or just as your soul prospers. So as your soul prospers, everything else in your life is going to prosper. So we see here that he restores my soul. And then watch what happens in the effect, this trickle-down effect in Psalm 23. What happens when he says he restores my soul? Then what happens? Then he leads me in the path of righteousness. He leads me. He directs my path. My path becomes clear. Then he says, you'll walk through the valley of the shadow of death and you'll fear no evil. So let's look at what happens as your soul is restored. You're delivered from fear. When your soul is restored, you can walk through fire and not be burned. Then he says, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So God's going to comfort you. He's going to encourage you. He's going to strengthen you. When does that happen? As your soul is restored, it releases the comfort and the encouragement of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Then he says, I'm just reading Psalm 23, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy. So look at what's going to happen when your soul is restored. You're going to celebrate. Life can be a celebration. It doesn't have to be a drag and a tribulation all the time. When your soul is restored, you enter into a life of celebrating at the table that God prepared for you. And then he goes on to say, and you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. So the anointing begins to operate in your life as your soul is restored. It removes burdens, it destroys yokes. And then he says, my cup runs over. This speaks of abundance in our lives. This is never running out. This is running over. And boy, that in and of itself would be worth all that we're talking about here. But look, he goes on to say, I love this. I mean, sometimes we just read it and we don't really tap hold or tap into and grab hold of what this chapter really has to offer us. He says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. It'll follow you all the days of your life. So goodness and mercy are going to chase you down. Listen, when you go this way, goodness is going to follow you there. When you go that way, goodness and mercy are going to follow you there. Everywhere you go, goodness and mercy are going to find you. They're going to chase you down because your soul is restored. So here's the key. If we're going to see all these things that we're talking about being restored in our lives, it starts with, number one, our soul being restored. It starts with getting healed in our thinking, filling our mind with right thoughts, filling our mind with God's thoughts. And then what'll happen? He'll fill your life with the restoration of health, the restoration of time, the restoration of finances, the restoration of relationships, people that you never thought you could fix that relationship, people you never thought you could be restored to. All of a sudden, they come and apologize, or all of a sudden their heart opens up, or all of a sudden your heart softens. It all happens as your soul is restored. Now, I mentioned there's three things we can do to activate God's restoration in our lives. The first one we just said is to restore our soul. He restores our soul, and that sets in motion all the restoration of all the goodness that God wants to do in our lives. And second, the second thing that we do is go over here with me to Isaiah chapter 42, and let me read you this amazing passage, Isaiah 42, verse 22. And it says, watch this. He says, but these people are robbed and spoiled. These people are robbed and spoiled continually. So the devil continually steals from these people. What kind of people is he describing here? What kind of people does the devil steal from? Well, it goes on to say in this verse, these people are robbed and stolen from continually. They are caught in snares, in holes. They're hidden in prison houses. He says they're imprisoned to what they've lost, to all the loss in their lives. And he says they are a prey and no one delivers them. Why? Look at what he says. No one delivers them. Why? Because none of them declares restore. Whoa, this is a powerful verse. He says the reason why they're stuck and the reason why they're imprisoned to all that's been lost in their lives is because no one declares restore. In other words, God has given us the power of our tongue. We can declare restoration to everything in our lives, the restoration of our soul, the restoration of our finances. We can declare restoration over our marriages. We can declare restoration over the things that have been lost, restoration over lost family members, loved ones, finances, opportunities. We can declare restoration over everything lost in our lives. And when we do, it catapults this cycle of restoration and the power of restoration in your life. Now, when people tell me, I'm not sure how powerful my words are, can my words really be that powerful? Well, I would just say, think about a husband, anybody who's married who would think about whether their words are powerful or not. Try this. Just tell your wife you don't like her hair, or you don't like her dress, or you don't like what she did to her eyebrows, or or something. You'd say something like that to your wife, and you will find out how powerful your words really are. Those words will ruin a good night. You don't think your words have power? Oh, they have a ton of power. And what he's telling us here is we continue to get robbed because we do not use our words to enforce our victory, to declare restore. Now today, before the end of this program, we're going to declare it together. We're going to declare restore together. But I've got one more key to the secret, or one more secret to your restoration. I told you these three simple steps to restoration in your life. I've got one more thing to share with you in just a moment. But I want you to watch this, and you're going to be inspired by what you're about to see, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Susanna Spires, and I'm from Aurora, Illinois. Well, it happened in June. We received a letter from the IRS saying that we owe them money. I would come to church, and Pastor was praying, actually, about restore. Pastor had called, to plant a seed, a miracle seed. And in December the 30th, I planted a seed. I felt like God's favor was getting put on me because he was blessing me. And that day on Christmas, actually, too, Pastor wrote a scripture for me. He prayed for me. And then on that Friday, I got my paycheck, and I said, oh, I have to get my seed in before the end of the year. I said, I'm going to give to my church, and I'm giving to God's kingdom because he could spread the gospel this way. I just let it go, and then on January 3rd, it was on a Wednesday, my husband goes, Susie, you need to come home and sign this check. And I go, what check? He goes, we got the check. And I go, oh, wow, how much? And he showed me. We got two checks, one for $9,700 and the other check for $6,400. God will feed the birds. He's going to take care of his beloved children. And that's what I kept, trusting on God's promises.
Such powerful stuff. I'm really encouraged hearing stories like that. And your story is next. And here's the third step that you don't want to miss, the third key to seeing restoration activated in your life. Jesus already paid for it, but this restoration that God wants to restore in your life, time, your finances, your health, your relationships, the restoration of whatever the devil has stolen. What is this third secret? What is this third way to activate God's restoration? It's simply planting seed. Now, we all know what it means to plant seed. We all know that we don't get a harvest without seed. But notice in the scripture I'm going to take you to in Job chapter 42, and I want you to think about this. Job had lost everything over a 9-month period of time. He lost his family. He lost his relationships. He lost his friends. He lost his money. He lost his home. He lost everything. His health was shattered. It was gone. But God is about to restore it in his life. He's about to restore everything. But notice when God restores Job and all that Job's lost. And so in verse 8, God says to Job's friends, now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves an offering, a burnt offering. Now notice, they're giving an offering. They're planting seed. And he says, and then my servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept him and will accept his prayer, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that you've not spoken to me the right thing which my servant Job has spoken. So that's exactly what they did. It says in verse 9 that these guys did according as the Lord had said, or as the Lord had commanded, and then watch in verse 10 what happens. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord restored to Job double what he had before. See, we see here that when we plant our seed, when we give into the gospel, when we give into the kingdom of God, that's when the power of God's restoration goes into effect. So here's what I want to encourage you to do today. First of all, let me share some testimonies with you real quick, because I've gotten even more testimonies, testimony after testimony, and I just got to tell you real quick. One man said he planted a seed for the restoration of what he had lost in his investments, and within a week, he received an unexpected check of over 10 times what he had planted. I'm telling you, these stories just keep coming and coming, and I love to tell them because I know the next story is coming from you. But another person said, this is so true. I personally sowed a seed to a ministry that I believed in. I planted that seed, and within days, I received back the full amount from an anonymous person in another country, of all places, out of nowhere. I got to tell you also, we see family after family, person after person, experiencing a miracle of restoration because they get a hold of God's word. Another person said, our family planted a seed for the sale of our house that wouldn't sell. And the night after we planted that seed, they said they received an offer and their house was sold. Now, this is not some sort of magic formula. It's not some sort of gimmick, but when you activate your faith, when you speak words of restoration, you're speaking life. When you plant a seed towards restoration, you're setting yourself up for a harvest. And if God can do it in these people's lives, he can do it in your life as well. So you've heard some of these testimonies, and the Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. What God did in their lives, God will do in your life as well. This teaching will restore your soul, though. This teaching will heal you. This teaching will release God's blessing in your life. But take action and plant a seed today. Your finances are going to be restored. You're going to get a harvest. Seed meets need. Now, I'm going to pray over you, and I'm going to pray for the restoration to begin in your life today. And also, when you plant your seed, I'm going to pray over your seed as well. But before we do, I want to share something very important with you. I've got a series of messages for you about restoration that you can call my announcer and you can request those. I know they're going to bless you. I know they're going to change your life because they're going to restore your soul. And if you want this entire series that pairs with this teaching, you can get it when you call the number. But I also believe this message has really touched you and you want to go even beyond just receiving material. You want real transformation in your life. You want real restoration in your life. I know that because I want that in my life. And so what I want to do is I want to partner with you on this journey of restoration. And when we team up, we're capable of so much more than what either of us can do alone. And when you partner with this ministry, and when I partner with you, we've been able to go to Haiti, one of the poorest nations in the world, and minister year after year, bringing aid to them, bringing change to them. We've been able to put boots on the ground with people and finances and supplies when hurricanes struck Texas and Florida and Puerto Rico. Because of our amazing monthly givers in our partnership program, I'm able to send people and send outreach into the inner city of Chicago and other places in the world, other places that are dealing with difficulties in their inner cities. And Chicago is one of them. And it's because of faithful people like you. And I believe you want to give into a ministry that you can believe in, that you can trust, and that you know will save souls and change lives. That's what we do in this ministry. So call the number, partner with me today. I can't wait to team up with you and win souls together with you and change lives together with you. I'm convinced that if you partner with me together, the anointing is going to reshape our world for good. And when you partner with me today, I want to send you this teaching series completely free. It'll change your life forever. I know you'll be restored through your faithful giving and through renewing your mind through the word that's being taught. Sow your seed today, partner with me today, and join my monthly partner program, and we're going to change this world forever. Now, there's more to this. My announcer is going to tell you about it in just a second, but listen, God has the greatest days in store for you and is ready to restore everything that the enemy has stolen. Your journey to the best days of your life begins today. My announcer is going to tell you more, and I'll be right back with this special word of prayer just for you.
The Bible says two can put 10,000 to flight. And since we know anything is possible with God, when we team up together, we can change the world. We can save souls and heal the sick and transform the darkest places on earth. When you partner with Gregory Dickow Ministries, you can trust that your money is being used to change the world and save souls. Sow your best seed today and know that you're growing the kingdom of God. When you partner with Pastor Gregory Dickow today with a monthly donation of $20 or more, you'll receive the Conquer Your Thought Life collection, including the Winning the Battle of Your Mind audio series, the Winning the Battle of the Mind book, and a copy of today's teaching in its entirety. In Conquer Your Thought Life, Pastor Gregory Dickow will show you how to open yourself to the floodgates of heaven's blessings. You will conquer and succeed in life when you learn how to win the battle of the mind and defeat the devil's lies. You will live in God's true blessing for your life. You will reign in life. The entire Conquer Your Thought Life collection, normally valued at $35, can be yours today absolutely free when you partner with Pastor Gregory Dickow with a gift of $20 or more by monthly auto giving. This huge collection will free you from worry and doubt. You will experience God's supernatural provision and divine blessing in your life. Pastor Gregory Dickow will walk you through the Word of God and show you the strength and courage God gives us to fight the devil and win the battle against the mind. And when you sow your seed today, Pastor Gregory Dickow will give you the entire collection absolutely free. Call now.
All right, well, all it takes to see all these things restored in your life is, number one, restore your soul, renew your mind, get our teaching, get our material. It'll help you renew your mind and restore your soul. Number two, declare, restore. And in fact, right now, I just declare restore over you. I declare restore over your family. I declare restore over your finances. I declare restore over your health, your healing, your relationships, the years that have been lost in your life. I declare restore over all areas of your life in Jesus' name. And the third thing we do is plant our seed. When you plant your seed, I'm going to believe God with you. I'm going to believe for double for your trouble, just like Job received. And I just pray right now, Lord, thank you for those that are planting seed right now. Thank you that restoration is manifesting in their lives, and they will receive a harvest from the seeds they sow. Now, call the number and plant your seed. I pray for the restoration of all things in your life. I pray that your seed would come back double. I pray, Lord, that their seed would come back double. I pray that it would come back to them sevenfold. I pray that it would come back to them good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm out of time. Call the number on your screen. I love you. God loves you. He's for you, not against you. And when you believe that, everything's going to be all right. Don't miss our next broadcast. I'll see you then.
Remember, partner with Pastor Gregory Dickow today and receive the Conquer Your Thought Life collection. It can be yours today when you begin your partnership with Pastor Gregory Dickow at $20 or more. Don't miss this opportunity to revolutionize your life, mind, and soul. This collection will transform every area of your life with the Bible's teachings and help you experience God's best for your life. Write, call, or order your collection online today.